You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Eric Snodgrass now joins us from AgriBull to take up the weather forecast. Let's start here. What a beautiful day it is or was yesterday, and not too bad today. What do conditions look like for the next several days here in the United States?
Yeah, well, we can thank this really nice ridge that's moved in. The low-pressure system that hit Texas and parts of Oklahoma really hard yesterday with a bunch of snow. It's moving to our south. So we missed all that rainfall. In fact, I can look outside right now and see the northern edge of that cloud field. It's staying to our south for the most part. But coming in behind that, we've got tomorrow is going to be even better. Saturday is going to be a beautiful day. And it may not be until Sunday night, Monday morning, that we start to see another chance at precipitation. But it's so warm that the rain snow line for this next system is going to be in Wisconsin. So we've kind of moved into this warmer regime, and it's going to stick around for quite some time, maybe through middle of the month. Now, that doesn't mean we won't see any, you know, big low pressure systems coming through the country. We're certainly going to see that. Maybe our next one, this would be the one following the one that I'm going to watch this Monday, would be January 11th. And that one I'm going to have to watch a lot more closely. That one is one I'm concerned about potentially snow here in Illinois for, but that's a week away. So I got to watch it a lot between now and then. But yeah, it's quite the opposite of what we talked about. You know, let's talk maybe the second, third week of December. We were thinking at the beginning of the new year was going to come in with some pretty ferocious cold, but things have really shifted quite a bit from that forecast time period.
And speaking of shifting, there's a lot of shifting weather in South America. I think maybe we better take that up today, too.
Yeah, well, what's interesting about it is what's shifting the weather here in North America is also playing out in South America. So the two big things I'm watching right now is one, the polar vortex has split. We've got one branch of it that's kind of spinning over parts of Europe and the other over the northeastern part of the U.S. Now, normally when that happens, we would expect really, really cold air for us. But there's two other competing factors. One of those is the Madden-Julian Oscillation, and that is really affecting South America. But the Madden-Julian Oscillation plus this deep trough in the Gulf of Alaska just keeps us warm. Now, that MJO has been in phases 3, 4, 5, and 6 over the last month, and those are drier phases for Brazil. In other words, when the MJO goes into those phases, the Brazilian monsoon weakens. Now, it's still rain. I mean, they're still getting rain, but it's far below average. And the next 15 days, as the Madden-Julian Oscillation goes into phases 7 and eventually to 8, we're still seeing that drier pattern. Now, we're harvesting the 90-day bean crop in northern Brazil, but it's been southern Brazil growing regions. So I'm talking here about Mato Grosso do Sul and Parana that over the last month have seen about 25% of average precipitation. And remember, this is an area that started off the growing season quite wet. So folks have been kind of sitting around waiting to see if this dryness was going to have an impact. And now the answer is yes. They're getting some of those beans harvested. Yields are 30 to 35% below what they were a year ago for the first crop beans, the early season beans. And this is all due to the dryness. Now, what this means in terms of the planting of the safrina crop, as we start to get into that into January and February, that remains to be unseen. But right now, the next 15 days continues to look dry in Brazil. And, you know, that kind of shakeup in South America is something I think a lot of people have been looking for as maybe our first weather hiccup that we've had in a long time.
So following up on that train of thought there, Eric, when you look further out, and I know this is really difficult, to the safrina or second crop corn, does the weather now have any indication of what that weather will be like for that second crop corn and how early the dry conditions might arrive?
It doesn't. And what I mean by that is that Brazil's the Brazilian monsoon and its wetter time periods typically last all the way through March. So what we watch between now and March is just the fluctuations in its strength. What would be concerning is if the safrina crop went in late, because if it went in late, we would be pushing, you know, grain fill and harvest toward when the monsoon is naturally slowing down, which is a hotter and drier. So in other words, it would be like us worrying about a hot and dry August and September if we planted really, really late. You know what I mean? So that's the bigger concern, which means the monsoon can come right back in full strength, you know, if we start to see some of these other global features aligning. What's got me concerned is that as they pull out this first crop, and if they plant the second crop into some drier conditions, it's just a germination issue. But at this point, it's too early to say whether or not we're going to be seeing an impact from El Nino later on. El Nino has peaked. It is not going to get stronger. we may have already seen its full influences here. That's why most of the discussion has been about this Madden-Julian oscillation this year. It's been the dominant player for the last 60 days or so. So if the Madden-Julian oscillation goes back into what would be the cool phases for the United States, those are the wet phases for Brazil. And, you know, Brazilian farmers would be quite happy, although it'll make for problems as they try to harvest the first crop beans if it's too wet. But, the bigger picture, longer term issues wouldn't be until we get into March and April with the slowing down of the whole monsoon toward the end of the season.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it. We'll talk with you again next week.
Yeah, sounds good.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrible.